CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. Two Chinese nationals are among 10 foreigners murdered in northern Pakistan. The Chinese citizens were among a group of 11 people gunned down by the Pakistani Taliban. The Taliban says the killing is in retaliation for a drone attack which left one of its top leaders dead. The group was mountaineering in northern Pakistan. One of the Chinese nationals in the group managed to survive. He's currently in hospital in Islamabad. So far, no suspects have been detained. The Chinese government has issued a statement strongly condemning the attack. China and Myanmar have signed off on an action plan of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement. Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi and Myanmar's Vice President Nyan Tun have signed off on the deal. As part of his time in Myanmar, Yang Jiechi is pressing for deeper person-to-person cooperation between the two sides. For his part, Nyan Tun has promised to create a good investment environment for Chinese business in Myanmar. It's been reported former South African President Nelson Mandela's condition is worsening. The 94-year-old has been in hospital for over 2 weeks. The Office of the Presidency in South Africa is reporting Mandela is in critical condition. Mandela has been struggling with a lung infection. Ecuador's foreign minister has confirmed NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden has requested asylum in Ecuador. The government of Ecuador has said they would consider a request from Snowden for asylum. Ecuador is currently shielding WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at its embassy in the UK. It's believed Snowden is currently in Russia after leaving from Hong Kong this weekend. The legal team for Julian Assange is said to be assisting Snowden, who's trying to elude prosecution in the United States. Thousands of ethnic Turks have held an anti-government protest in Istanbul. Protesters have been blasting the various government reforms, as well as what they say is discrimination or threats against the ethnic Alevites in parts of Turkey. More and more women and young people are set to be joining the demonstrations. It's been reported around 2.5 million protesters have taken to the streets across Turkey since the unrest erupted 3 weeks ago. The protests began as a peaceful sit-in, but soon snowballed into a nationwide anti-government movement. At least 5 people have been killed, around 4,000 have been hurt, just under 5,000 have been arrested. Total damage is estimated at over $70 million. National elections have concluded in Albania, with both the current coalition government and the opposition claiming victory. Prime Minister Salih Berisha's government says its polling shows it's taken the victory. However, the socialist opposition is also claiming victory. The voting in Albania has been marred by the killing of an opposition supporter. The man was among 4 people shot during a confrontation at a polling station in a town north of the capital, Tirana. One of the opposition candidates for parliament was wounded, though not seriously. The parliamentary results of the vote are due to be released later on this Monday. A man is in custody in Shanghai after allegedly killing 6 people. Authorities say the 62-year-old beat one of his colleagues to death, then went on a separate rampage, killing 5 others. The suspect reportedly killed the 5 others with a hunting rifle. Among the others killed is a police officer and a soldier. Authorities say the rampage began as a dispute over the transfer of factory equipment. The suspect is said to be a director at a chemical company. China's high-speed rail system is set to launch a summer discount for business cabins, state cabins and first-class seats on certain lines. This will be the first time the high-speed rail system offers discounts for first-class seats. The second-class seats, which are the most popular, are still being excluded from the discounts. The China Railway Corporation says the discounts will cut first-class seat prices by 20%. The discounted tickets will be available for certain sections of the Beijing-Guangzhou and Beijing-Shanghai high-speed rail lines. The discounts will run from July the 10th to August the 31st. Two Chinese sites have been inscribed on the World Heritage List. The newly listed sites are the Xinjiang Tianshan Nature Site and the cultural landscape of the Honghe Hani Rice Terraces. 17 other places around the world have also been listed as World Heritage Sites. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.